Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm great.
Cool. I bet you are. You know what? If I'm sick, I want to be in Baltimore because there's a lot of good doctors here.
Yeah, they say this is the best place on earth to get. If you have to get sick, be sick in Baltimore.
Yeah, not
And
Oklahoma.
So our top doctors issue is out on newsstands right now. And this is like a different kind of endeavor for us, you know, because normally when we do the best this or the best that, that's us making the selections. We're using our expertise. We're researching. You know, we're trying to pick the best restaurants, the best spas, the best this. This is different. Like, we're not doctors. We don't know who the best doctors are. Who knows who the best doctors are? Other doctors,
Right.
right? So what we do is we send out this like massive survey, like thousands of doctors receive the survey and they respond because this is important to them. They know how important this issue is to Baltimore. And then we put this list together based on the consensus. And the question that we always ask is, which doctor would you choose to treat a member of your own family? And then the results are tabulated and they're put in this issue. And, you know, the expectation is that this is an issue that people are going to keep in their house. And if, God forbid, you get sick or know somebody who gets sick, illness obviously touches all of us. This is the first place that you should turn. And it's like,
Absolutely.
yeah.
It's a
It's like,
reference book. It's a medical reference book for whatever ails you.
it really is. And my God, there are so many specialties and subspecialties. I mean, everything has its own category now. And but yeah, like just like you said, the best doctors in Baltimore are pretty much among the best doctors in the world. So it's a pretty great reference guide. You know, just don't get too freaked out when you see all the different ways that you can get sick, you
Yeah.
know? It reminds
Well,
me of when I used to watch House or that TV show House, it was like, oh my God,
totally.
can that actually happen to me? You know? But yeah. So
Listen,
and
House, when you bring up House,
yeah.
one episode, he looked down and he said, classic case of Wilson's disease. The only reason we knew what that was is because my daughter had it. It's incredibly rare, and it's like an inability to rid yourself of copper, so it builds up in your organs. And what? I was like, wait a minute.
Whoa.
What did he say? Because we had never heard of it before we found out she had it, and we found out by a fluke. But yeah, House, that doctor was pretty good.
I enjoyed that show very much, and I enjoy this issue. I have to say, I'm glad we just do it once a year because it's a massive endeavor. I mean, it's like we change into a completely different operation for one issue a year. Operation, that was not a pun. But I
Yeah.
mean, you know, normally, like I said, we're out there, we're reporting, we're using our expertise. In this issue, we are like tabulating and compiling a massive amount of data. So that's all in there. This is all like really good information, and we work really hard. We have a panel of advisors of doctors as well. And then there's some cute pictures of the doctors, and you can see they all look very sweet. They look like the kind of people you would want to treat you.
Sure.
And then we always have a sort of a feature that accompanies it. And this feature, I thought, it seemed really timely and relevant, and it's called This Is His Lane, and it's about Johns Hopkins Emergency Surgery Chief Joseph Sacrin, who was actually shot as a young man. He was kind of
Oh,
like a
yeah.
bystander, and he got shot in the throat, and he almost died. And as a result, he survived and decided to become a trauma surgeon because of having experienced his own trauma. And now he's also a strong advocate for gun control. So check this out. He is basically approaching gun control from, you know, pretty much every possible angle because he was a victim of gun violence himself. And now he's a surgeon who is in Baltimore. You're going to be treating a lot of gun violence.
My
So when he
goodness.
speaks, there's a real particular resonance. And the reason the story is called This Is His Lane is because he had gone on, you know, CNN or whatever talking about gun control, and somebody said to him, stay in your lane, you're a doctor. And he was like, this is my lane.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I think you're going to want to get to know this guy. He's like, you know, he got a really compelling story. I always love a story about somebody who like was saved by a doctor and then they become a doctor, you
That's
know?
great. I know. And you
Yeah.
know what? I want to recommend to women, you can find your next husband in here. Really be a good idea. You might be taken care of forever. And
we don't give their marital status. That's not part of it.
That's up to you. Hey.
That would be a whole different issue.
You can change the marital status if you're good enough.
Stop.
Oh, get in the middle of it. Sure. How about this? I love this. This is an ad, but these homes on Long and Foster Real Estate, the Hubble, the Christie's International Real Estate page.
What page are you on, brother?
Oh, my goodness. These houses are, it's like an insert almost in the middle. It's after features. It's after the table of contents. It's about four pages of $1 million homes right around here. And
God
one of them.
Bless.
One of them's on Gibson Island, dude. Come on. I would love to live on Gibson Island. It just looks, your front yard is the bay, for one thing.
Are you one of these people who, like, when there's an open house, you'll just go into the open house just to sort of see how the other half lives?
Oh, they always think I'm absolutely out of place. You know, they're like, you can't afford this. What are you doing here? I'm like, I'm looking for my dad. No, I'm just kidding.
That's like a thing people do. They go check out open houses. I don't want to be miserable thinking about people having such better homes than my own. So I stick with my house, basically. But, yeah, if you're looking to get treated for an illness or buy a multi-million-dollar home, you can read all about it in Baltimore Magazine.
You sure can. And
real quick, we also have a story that's called The Last Auto Worker in Baltimore this month. And it's literally about the GM plant in Baltimore closing and how that kind of honest work that, you know, you go to a factory, you're part of a union, you get a pension, you have a living wage, that kind of job is disappearing from America and Baltimore specifically. And I love that the story, there's a picture of him, it was called The Last Auto Worker in Baltimore, and it sounds almost like we're exaggerating, we're being, you know, hyperbolic, whatever. No, this is literally the guy. He's the last guy. Mm. So we talk to him, we meet some of his coworkers, we talk about the Amazon plants that come in. Those are non-union plants. It's not the same thing. You can't really have that union, that factory job anymore that's going to, like, send your children to college. So this is a great story. It's in the November issue by Ron Cassie. So I also recommend that very highly.
I know Ron Cassie. That's cool.
He's the man.
Yeah. Well, Max, thank you so much. This issue is in newsstands everywhere. It's the November 2019 issue, Top Doctors, Baltimore Magazine, and Max Weiss is the editor-in-chief. You rock. And when are you coming back?
Oh, yeah. Soon.
All right, good.
We'll talk offline. We'll get something going.
Okay. And do you have a favorite chicken sandwich anywhere?
Yeah, I like the chicken sandwich at Ekubon. Do you know that place? It's in Fells Point.
Yeah.
It's called the Neighborhood Bird. It's life-changing.
Woo!
So good. Yeah.
Hey, so is the Popeyes.
I haven't had the Popeyes.
It's life-changing. You could die trying to get one.
That was just only in Maryland, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's really good, Max. That's good advice because that's one I haven't tried, so I want to get down there.
Oh, it's fantastic. You'll thank me for it.
That's cool, Max Weiss. Well, when you're ready, come on in, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dash.
Woo! Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice. Mm-hmm.